Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. Have you ever noticed that sometimes the gas pump starts charging you before you've even started pumping? What are we supposed to do?
Well, Tony, the first thing you need to do is be aware of things before you even start to pump. You can protect yourself by making sure all the pump's dials reset to zero before you start to pump your gas. If you see the numbers jump at all, there may be a problem with that pump. And we want you to tell us about it because we regulate all those 400,000 pumps here in Texas, Tony. It's important for folks to keep the Texas Department of Agriculture in the know because we're the ones that goes out and checks those pumps. While consumers might think this is deliberate, most of the time it's just a function of wear on the pump. Like any device, even gas pumps need to be serviced once in a while. That's one reason we inspect the pumps, to make sure they're working and that consumers are getting what they pay for.
Another problem we've seen is when the price displayed on a roadside sign is different than the one at the pump. What do we do then?
Oh, yeah, that always ticks me off. So when fueling up, Tony, we always want you to compare the price on the pump with the roadside displayed price to make sure they're the same. We're encouraging consumers to be on the lookout for fraudulent practices, and we want you to report them. The easiest way to do that is look for our fuel feedback stickers. They're on every pump. You can call the 1-800-TAIL-TDA or go to our website, texasagriculture.gov, report any gas stations you find that are not in compliance.
And any more, people can look up information on their phones.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're on it, Tony. On the information sticker at the pump, you'll find our mobile web address. You can use your smartphone to check the inspection history.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.